welcome to the latest Progress with Unity podcast. We've got a big crowd in this evening. Eight of us. How are we doing, fellas?
Hi, Dan,
the return of Dan.
Hello, the prodigal son.
Return from the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get a move on. Right, Gareth, lots to get through today. Let's start off with a review of the Derby game. And have we got some stats?
The stats from the game, Wigan versus Derby. Possession. Wigan managed 58% and Derby 42%. Attempts. The Latics managed 10, Derby 2. On target, both teams had 2 attempts on target. Corners. Wigan had 9, Derby 2. Passes. 551 to Wigan and 411 to Derby. Accurate passes, 84% to Wigan, 79% to Derby. The Latics were never caught offside. Derby once, fouls committed. Each team committed 9. Wigan got 1 yellow card, Derby got 3. Reds, nobody got any reds. Goal, sadly Derby got one of them and we didn't.
1-0
Derby.
Oh, yeah. 1-0 Derby. Let's have Simon's off-the-touch report, but before we get into dissecting those stats a little bit, because they're quite interesting, I think. So, anyway, off the terrace, Si, what have you got to say?
It's my straight off-the-terrace report for Wigan Athletic versus Derby County at the DW Stadium. The score finished Wigan Athletic 0, Derby County 1. And apart from the goal from Derby, I thought Wigan played a very good game. Very disappointing result, considering how well we played a lot better than we did on Monday night against Huddersfield. We were just unlucky, didn't get the break, a few good opportunities, max power, you know, heading against the bar. It just wasn't our day, which was really frustrating. But more positives, you know, we played without that striker, but things worked out again. And then Joyce wasn't afraid to change it, bringing on Davis, Woolery, Gray, Lafondra. Well, can't bring them all on, sorry, not Davis. But just frustrating, but we, you know, it's positive. We go forward to Villa and then Newcastle, you know, two big games in quick succession. And I don't think we'll get turned over. Up the ticks.
Yeah, I applaud your optimism there, Simon. You don't think we'll get turned over, but yeah, we'll come to those two games a little later on. Very interesting off the terrace though.
Yeah.
Just looking at those stats, the passing stats. 551 passes. I'd like to see. I mean, I've not got the stats for the first half, the second half, but I'd like to see those split up a little bit. I think we'd have had more possession in the second half than in the first.
Absolutely.
In my mind, because we changed things around a little bit, didn't we? Anybody surprised with team selection? To see Yannick starting again without a, you know, what we class as a recognised striker.
Well, it wasn't too dissimilar to the week before, so it's being surprised is maybe not quite the right way to phrase the question.
Disappointed?
Well, especially seeing as the way it turned out, yeah.
Right. Well, last week the talk around the table was same again, but with a little tweak. And I was saying I was hoping to see somebody else playing up front with Yannick. But apart from that, leave it as it is. So there was no great surprise. However, I was slightly disappointed that we didn't actually start with somebody else up front with him.
It was tweaked a little bit, Rob, wasn't it? Because Gomez played.
Mm.
I thought Gomez was his quality was absolutely brilliant. The deliveries.
It was. I liked it seeing him playing a bit further forward in that midfield. I counted 6 or 7 tackles or breaking up play in that first half from Gomez or first hour, and it's not really his job, what he should be doing in the team. I know he's obviously been asked to do that, but I personally like it seeing sort of between the midfield and the strikers linking up play, because we know he can pick the balls out, and I don't think he's got that opportunity to have he can have a bigger impact on the game, create a goal, score a goal himself. But I think when he's playing so deep, all that in that sort of central midfield role, I don't think he's affecting the game as much as he could. But
yeah,
not his fault, but that's just what my thoughts are. Mm.
Yeah, there were lots of occasions where he was coming back to defend, weren't there?
Yeah, so. A lot of interceptions, a couple of tackles in there.
Were you disappointed to see him go off for Greg? We just like to have seen him stop on with Greg. when the subs got made.
I think by that point, I think we was totally dominant. So I think change of shape could have disrupted that. I know it didn't really, because we continued to dominate, but I would have liked to maybe see a like for like, maybe Yannick for Greg, maybe tweak the formation a little bit with Gomez further up the pitch. Like I say, I think there's no doubt, I think he is. He's probably our most technically gifted player.
So we was having proper delivery, weren't we, for once, from the corners, Adam, would you say?
Yeah, it was a surprise, really, because we're usually useless corners, aren't we? So it wasn't actually that. If we'd have won the game 2-0, we'd have won. What a performance, but we're just missing that final pass, that fit player that can just put the ball away when, like Max Power, like that header, that could have gone in, that probably should have gone in. He did well to jump at it, but it's them sort of chances that you need to take when you're in this sort of situation. So we definitely deserved at least a point, if not three. I think a loss was a bit harsh.
I disagree. Sorry. I don't like to interrupt, but I disagree. I thought first half, we could have been three behind on another day. They curved us apart on one occasion down the right-hand side. Shortly afterwards, they scored the goal. And then the horror back pass on another day. Certainly, if somebody with a quality up front, we could have been three behind. And we can't start games like that. We've got to start like we finished it. Second half, we were a different class altogether than we had been in the first half. Now, Derby may have played a part in that. But you can't start out losing 3-0. So this talk of possible win, possible draw, yeah, great on second half performance, but first half we could have been 3-0 down.
If you think about it though, I'm looking at these stats here, Gareth, your stats maybe even, and according to these, Derby had 2 shots on target. Now, I can remember one was definitely the goal. I can't remember a second one. Maybe the one where they hit the post and Yussi. Yeah, but Yussi, I thought Yussi saved it.
He did, yeah.
Onto the post. So that could have been counted as on target. But apart from that, I'm struggling to think of any other attempts where they actually did cut through us.
Tom Ince is crap because he was through twice when he should have. Once he definitely should have scored.
He had 4 attempts on goal all game and we had 17.
Oh, right.
What about when Greg came on, Simon? Did you think we changed.
Oh yeah, we did.
The team changed.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. We were better.
We had a focal point, didn't you?
Yeah. First thing you did was win an error.
Yeah, and that's no disrespect to Yannick, but we had a focal point and we could play the long ball, we could play balls into it. We had different options rather than playing something to Yannick where you have to go play a ball in behind or something on the deck for him to get onto. So it was that bit of difference that was needed.
I thought I thought Greg came on like he had a point to prove.
Yeah, you could see that in the way he actually took the field. You could see it in him. But sadly for me, something what you're saying earlier on is we didn't have the guys on the pitch who could actually finish it in the box. But when we did put them on, we took away the players who were the good suppliers. And so for me, we took a great player off, a guy who, even in the first half, I saw he put his foot on the ball and he was looking despondent at who's running for me. And Gomez was absolutely like, come on, I need a runner. And he didn't have anybody. He didn't have anybody running the angles. Yannick was running out towards his wing because that's what he does by nature. But I think in the second half, not just Greg, but also Lafondra, I think there was a spark in both the step when they came on. And why aren't we harnessing that early on in the game? That's what I'd like to know. I'd just like to know why we're not seeing these guys earlier on in the game.
I've written something down here. It's passing stat, enjoyment, second half over first. And for me, the second half was an enjoyable game. The first half, and with Gareth, I felt we could have been 3 down at half time.
We created odd chances, didn't we, in the first half? But the first half was boring to watch, wasn't it?
It was painful to watch.
Yeah, it was horrible to watch. In the second half, I think you've put Grigg up the middle, you've put Wiltshire down the left, you've put Jacobs down the right, causing no end of trouble.
it's telling
different
them.
Game altogether. And Max Power was all over the place, considering he's had a load of panning this season. He was getting all sorts, and he was looking like he might cause trouble.
I thought he had a good game again.
It was worlds apart.
Yeah, we missed the right back though, didn't we? We missed having a right back in the team. Gerbert is not a right back.
No, he's not left back either.
Well, I didn't like saying that.
He needs to get a new trade.
Yeah, just something that I'd like us to listen to and then perhaps comment about. I'm just going to play a little bit of Warren Joyce's after game interview. Thanks, Mick. So just have a listen to this and then we'll have a see what we think about.
I thought some of his decision making was poor and he wasn't at it, you know, so the things that I've talked about and levelled at all the players, I wouldn't normally talk about individual ones, but we're just talking about a consistency that you've got to have to progress as a footballer. So if every day you're doing the right things, there's a pretty good chance you're going to do it on a Saturday and raise the bar. You know, you can't afford to be top class 1 week and then not as good the next. You know, you've got to look at yourself as individual players and put high demands on yourself to improve every day so that you're capable of doing that. You know, the fact that he was up front or wide, you know, I didn't think he was quite at the races today. You know, he put plenty of effort in, just the final ball, final touch, you know, or decision making, you know, wasn't as good as it you've seen it.
That's Warren Joyce though, speaking about Yannick Wilshere. Now, going back last week, I said to you, Adam, if you remember, do you think he was right comparing Yannick to Rashford? And you said, oh yeah, no, because he's better than Rashford, etc, etc. But I weren't meaning that. I thought he were building Yannick up to be something he's not. And then this week, he's ripped him apart, I think, both times in public, you know. I saw Yannick tweeting stuff last week and people calling him Marcus. Yeah, they were tweeting.
Oh yeah, the players were joking.
And he were loving it, yeah. And to see how on a high he was last week, after that, said in public to me, he'll have kicked his legs from underneath him. Personally, he might have said the right thing, but I didn't think he were right coming out in public. What do you think?
You've got to know how Yannick's motivated. That might say to Yannick, get your finger out, and he might next game really deliver.
Yeah, he might think, oh, I like being called Marcus.
He changed my name by default.
I prefer it to being ripped apart.
We've seen Yannick sitting in the tall because he doesn't want to go in the changing room at half time to get shouted at. Yannick complains about people kicking him. Yannick's not got that type of temperament.
Well, look, you're assessing him. You've got to hold that the manager has got a better view of, or a
close
view.
He's been there 2 minutes. We've been with Yannick a year. Over.
Yeah, but how old do you know him?
He was drinking our extra tea earlier on.
Right.
He had some Orangey Boom. It's a lager, not a tune.
What he was saying was absolutely accurate, because I was whinging when he took Power off and brought what's his face on Woolery. Yannick should have been gone. He was absolutely knackered with about at least 10 minutes, quarter of an hour to go. You thought he should have been hauled off. And the stuff about decision making, it's spot on. You know, and you know, I'm not saying anything we've not all known for. You know, we all know him that well because we've known him for 12 months. But his decision making is his problem. You know, we could have had a couple of goals if he'd pass at the right time and shoot at the right time. The winner he got at Walsall, he hit that through a bunch of players when the right thing to do was lay it off and let somebody else hit it that could see what they were hitting. He just got lucky. It went through the crowd and the keeper didn't see it.
He needs an earpiece, doesn't he, to the bench? Told what to do.
But it's hard, you know. Yes.
Well, do you think Joyce is right, set coming out with that in public?
He praised him in public.
Yeah.
And he's criticised me in public. For me, it's about knowing his character, and which you've already said, he's only been here a month, so how can you know him that well? For me, Paul sort of covered it a bit himself when he was saying, you know, if you know his sort of personality and his character, you know how he's going to react to it. Whether, you know, I think it's about knowing the individual. Some people, you know, you can criticise and they'll probably up the game. Others will you know, like you said before, could destroy the confidence. So I think it's on an individual sort of basis, and I don't really know his character that well. But for me, he's praised him in public. It's not often, you know, you sing, you win as a team, you lose as a team, you know. But if you're going to praise individuals, I think you've got to be critical of them too.
He praised him, didn't he? He praised him in public, but I do think that the criticism he's come out with in public this time has far outweighed the praise he gave. Mm-hmm. Because it looked as though he singled him out for the defeat of the team. Now, he's on a learning curve, isn't he? When has he had to speak to the press the way he has to speak to them now? So it's a learning experience for him as well. And I'm hoping he's going to learn from it from the point of view of, yes, these things need to be said to Yannick, but not down a microphone to a reporter.
Yes,
he's away with the furries today, and leave it at that. Just leave it at that. It wasn't on the, you know, it wasn't at the races or whatever. That's the term he used once. He wasn't at the races. Just leave it at that. Don't single him out for any further criticism. It's what you do. That he's paid to bring out the best of these players, and the time he does that is on the training paddock. Or in his office, having a quiet word, making him watch a replay of the video, going, "Look, see this? This is what. Why didn't you cross it then?" That's what coaching's all about. That's what managing's all about. Mm. And knowing and managing your own, managing your own time on a microphone as well.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got a lot to learn there. Simon, positive. Do they outweigh the negatives from that game? Would you say, in your opinion?
Definitely the second half, and that's what you go away with, don't you?
Mm. They're a very good side, though. Very strong team, aren't they? They've only conceded 16 goals.
Yeah, under, you know, once they got the Wally in, they've definitely turned things around.
And Wally.
It's, you can see that they will push on and progress, but if we gel, like, you know, we're all waiting for us to do under Joyce, but when we go to the iPro at the end of the month, things could be different. You know, we could nick a draw or...
Well, we always win there anyway, don't we?
Yeah.
We always win in the iPro, so...
It's just important to start getting that little bit of a run together.
Mm. There's no way we're going to be scared of Derby when we play them again now. I think we will go there and beat them. I'm going to say it now.
You said it now. We'll hold you. Right, let's move on then. Let's move on from that. FA Cup draw this week.
Ooh.
What do we make of that?
Rubbish.
What a team to pull out, eh? Nottingham Forest, come on.
Barry, FA Cup draw.
It's a load of balls.
Oh, hey, we've missed you, Dan. They've been a little bit critical, aren't they, the Forest fans, about having to come up here.
Well, them coming to it.
Yeah.
Terrible draw.
It is, yeah.
It's a mutual thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You put all the balls in.
A mutual admiration of both our lack of pulling power.
No one likes drawing the team in their own division, do they?
I hate the FA Cup.
No, anything would have done apart from a Championship club, wouldn't it?
Well, who did we want then?
Barra.
But they lost.
Easily or Halifax.
Halifax was winning.
We could have been there, mate. You could have took us all, couldn't you? As you guessed.
I'm spotting it.
Yeah.
I said ball 60. Ball 60 I wanted.
I was
going
to say that was when I was weak in 8 for.
And then 43 came, mate.
Yeah.
Right, but the Shakers. Let's get United at all.
Shakers. No, not Bury.
No.
That's the Shaman.
Yeah.
Good band.
I wouldn't have minded West Ham away. Just look at this new.
Yeah, that would have been all right.
What, West Ham away?
Just have a look at the new ground and see what. Good
fight.
See what we're there for.
Shut up. Go see Bother off Green Street and have a
rumble. That's where taxpayers' money's gone.
Worst drawer of the lot, that, Simon. Look, this bit staying in.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not one for moaning because the ball's going out, they come out, and you get who you get.
Yeah,
but no, that's not the beauty of the FA Cup, isn't it?
I think the beauty of the draw is we've got a home. Mind you, we've not won at all for a while. We've not scored at all for a while, have we?
We won't it away, really.
Yeah.
We could draw and then take it away.
Take it to Forest. And
then have to play a lower league team in the next round.
Yeah.
Then play us.
What about
they play non-league side.
To get money and just for all to be happy, no one really wants the tie, so let them have all the ground. Get a lot of money, because Forest are another big club.
And they fill it. They fill it, won't they?
Yeah. So give them all the stands. Sorted. If we win, we win.
Yeah. I want to go though. I'll be there.
Yeah, okay. Give a little section for you, Barry.
Where are you not going?
I might do.
Right, talking of big clubs, got a big club on Saturday.
The Villa.
The Villa. We're down to the Villa on Saturday. Referee James Lillington from the Isle of Wight is in charge of this game. Has to catch a ferry for every game he does.
Ferry across the sun.
That's the one, mate. That's the one. So for this season,
I bet he flies to some.
I bet he does.
Well, he doesn't get ferried to tomorrow, does he?
Well, he says he does.
Well, he's done. Port of Isle of Wight, is there?
There must be.
He's done 15 games this season, 78 yellows,
Southampton, and then fly from there,
and one red. Talking of Nottingham Forest, he was in charge of our game at Forest when we lost 4-3.
Thriller.
Talking of Thriller, or Villa, he was in charge of Villa's game this season at Bristol City, where they lost 3-1. Previously we've played Villa 19 times, we've won 5, drawn 6 and lost 8. At Villa Park, in the league, we've all been Premier League, we've played 8, of which we've won 4. Drawn 3 and lost only on the one occasion.
Was the last time we played him the last game in the Premier League?
It was, yes, yeah. It was. And that was at our spot. Villa, Gareth, so far, 21 goals. Scored, haven't they? I cod you not. He's a leading goal scorer with 7.
Interesting there.
What's the form like, Gareth?
The form?
You reminded
it's quite
me
good. Quite good. The last 6 games, they have won 3, drawn 2, and lost just the 1. The last one being the one they lost against Leeds. At Leeds, they lost 2-0. They've beaten Fulham, Blackburn, and Cardiff, and drawn with Brighton and Birmingham.
Under Steve Bruce, up until last Saturday, Gareth, they were undefeated.
Brucey.
Yeah, Bruce is there. So what do you think? How do you see this one going?
There's one thing Steve Bruce did when he was down here. He got a lot of bad press when he was down here because of his style of play and all the rest of it, but he made us hard to beat, didn't he? You've got to give him that. So if he makes Villa hard to beat, which he seems to have done, and they've also got some good players, haven't they? Mm-hmm. It's going to be one tough game. Are we going to play like we did first half? Or second half?
Well, hopefully, like the second half, provided we get to play.
Or like we played at Huddersfield.
Yes.
Well, I think that's how we set up, and if that's the case, we'll get stuffed. Anyway, that's mine.
Well, I've been down Brom today, and I've actually been with some villains. And when I mentioned Saturday's game, it was there was a bankable 3, and they're that confident. They're very confident that they're going to take us apart. So that's coming from the other end.
Yeah, but I've heard saying the result is a formality.
Yeah. I've heard that as well, yeah.
On the fans' forums and stuff.
Yeah. Simon?
CPEX.
Well, I think they're odd to reflect the villains' optimism. They're 4-5 to win, the draw 13-5, and we're out at 4-1. Villa 1-0 is 11-2, 2-0, 7-1, a 2-1, 17-2. Us, on the other hand, 1-0 is 12-1, 2-0 is 28-1, and 2-1 is 17-1. The draws 0-0 8-1, 1-1 13-2, and 2-2 20-1. The first about 6 goal scorers were all Villa.
The first 6?
Yeah, like the first goals. Conjure at 4-1, McCormack 5-1, Grigg 7-1, and Yannick 12-1. So I'm going to go for a. I'm going to go for 2-0 Wigan.
Good on you.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, for you. Adam?
I honestly don't know how this will go, to be honest. I just think they're a very good team, especially under Bruce now, so it'll be a very tough game. And I don't think they'll be as open as Huddersfield like themselves. So I think if we set up that way, like you said, I can't see us actually scoring without an actual strike on the pitch. I know you said Yannick is, but he's not at the end of the day. So I'm going to say 2-0 Villa, just being realistic.
Yeah. Rob, what team do you think will stick out?
I think similar to what he has done in recent weeks. I'd like to see the team sort of what finish that, well, start the second half or playing that second half, the way we set up, move the ball, and it's the way we play and not the personality in the team. I think we can set up different ways with the same players, can't we? And I think, like you said, I think we've got to take it to them a bit. I think we can't just drop off. I think like Burnley was a game where we just set up for defend, but I think we're seeing a gradual improvement from the Joyce. If I'm being honest, I was impressed with second half Saturday, and I think our away form is pretty good. I think a point would be good if we could pick a point up, but I can see some last minute take Villa sneaking out, but I think we'll probably see another decent performance, but I think I'll go for a 2-1 Villa win.
Michael?
I think he's already set his stall out for what team selection is going to be. I don't think we're going to see Yannick starting on Saturday. I think he might do those changes that he hinted at earlier on, and I'm hoping he does. I feel sorry for Yannick because I think he's worked his butt off the last couple of games. It's not his fault he's been playing in a bad position, regarding his abilities and his skills. But I do think it's time for the good old traditional 4-4-2. I think he'll do it, because the last couple of games, I think people can second guess us as to how we're going to take the field and what we're going to do. And I think if we did do something like that, it'd completely throw everybody into a little bit of disarray. We've got the place to do it, and I think if he does that, if he makes the necessary changes, if he's got the gumbas to do it, great. But Latics are going to win on Saturday.
Yeah,
Latics are going to win.
Yeah. Paul, these confidences, mate? As pessimistic as Adam.
No, I'm reckoning that we'll have one of those very exciting games where we defend and defend and defend and end up maybe 0-0, 0-1.
What about team selection? Are you with me? You think they'll make a couple of changes?
No, I think Yannick will start, because I think he did all right. He was critical of his decision making. He actually praised his running about, and like I say, from my perspective, 80 minutes gone, he was shot. So that's the point to whip him off. So I think he'll stick with him. But you know, you could go with him and Greg and play two, but. Are you compromising someone else to do that? That's the question. Because at the moment we've got three midfielders, haven't we, that have consistently played Power, Perkins and McDonald's, so you've got to kind of you've got to get that so that you only need two of them, however you do that, so that you then create a slot somewhere else in the park.
Well, there's Jacobs or
yeah, but the thing is, if you drop Jacobs and put Greg in and shuffle a bit, you'd losing your width, aren't you? So
Dan?
Well, I think I'd like to go along with Mick's notion that we're going to start 4-4-2. I think Joyce isn't afraid to change things around a bit. Maybe he was a bit stubborn at first, but if it's not working, as we've seen on Saturday, he quickly, right, screw that, bring Greg on, bring Alf on, Adam Lafondra, etc.
Well, took him an hour.
Quickly enough. A lot more quickly than certain other managers we've had, shall we put it that way.
Took him an hour.
But I still think that we're going to be up against it defensively, and they're going to have something like 30 shots on goal, 10 on target maybe, and they're definitely going to score from some of them. So I'd like to think that we might nick a draw, maybe 1-1 or something.
Have a piece.
Five old draw, yeah. I'd like to think we could nick a draw, because at our best, we're defensively really good. At our worst, well, 1-1.
A good point, though, what we say about defensively good, because as a team, we are quite defensively good. And I think that comes from Caldwell, if I'm being honest. He laid the foundations this season once he got their early games out of the way, the Forest shocker out of the way.
Thriller. Thriller at Forest.
But we was wide open, weren't we?
Individual errors at Forest, mainly, from memory.
But you brought new players in.
It wasn't because we weren't defending well as a unit. It was
Because they forgot what they were doing.
Well, Dan Byrne.
Well, he run past that last goal. He run past three of our players. Yeah, they let him go.
Yeah, guess who it was at left back who he ran past?
Mick Powell.
Luke Garbutt.
Luke Garbutt and David Perkins all got left in his wake, didn't they? Yeah, but the lad who come through centre mid as well, nobody tracked him back.
No.
So that's what I mean. We don't do that the same now, do we? As what we did then. Although we did to Huddersfield, Perkins never tracked back, did he? And Huddersfield scored the equaliser. Well.
Just going back to something you said last week, there was a point where in the second half, Yannick had been played through down the left. Guess who was in the box as centre forward?
Luke Garbutt?
No.
Well, he were at one time.
Perkins.
Perkins.
No. Stephen Warnock.
Oh, yeah.
And Stephen Warnock, yeah. So they were all getting,
as you were saying, that the fullbacks were getting into the centre forward position.
They were.
Whether or not it was a thing or just coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's positive reinforcement or not, but.
Well,
Warnock
in particular was absolutely shot. He conceded a really, really rash challenge in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
killed him off, and he didn't seem quite the same. But before then, he was absolutely everywhere. He was down both wings.
Yeah. Well, he
got it full in the face, didn't he? He's a warrior, Steve.
Yeah. Down on the touchline in the East Stand, it were, wasn't it? And it'd be well at it in the East, because he said,
and he had the nous to fall over off the pitch
and then roll back on.
Yeah. Roll back on, get his treatment on the pitch so that they didn't carry the game on without him.
Yeah. But that did shake him, that one.
It did.
Yeah. But not shaking him that much, because he was alert enough to make sure that the game didn't go on without him.
Yeah. We're all in this, is a tough game, fella. Yeah.
They're all going to be tough, aren't they, until we start getting them poor periods out of our system. You know, they look tough because we've not got the confidence in our players. If we were expecting us to play as we played in the second half, we'd all be sat here saying, yeah, we'd be looking forward to it.
It's one word you didn't use in that statement, Paul. Goals. I thought you were going to say, till we start getting goals. That might have been the right.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of balls across the box that on another day somebody had just had a side foot, wouldn't they?
Not scored at all since September.
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 I was wondering the last goals we scored were away at Cardiff, and they're a while back now, aren't they?
I'm trying to justify this by saying we didn't play at home for nearly a month, but it's still no clue.
Forget that, Cardiff. It's scored at Huddersfield, didn't
we? Yeah. September against Wolves was last time.
Who scored less than us in the league?
Nobody.
Correct.
A trick question.
Well, our leading goal scorers for the last five games, it's not played, has he? It's not featured. I'm giving him a little runner to end the games.
But that's what we signed him for.
He will score goals, though. Yeah. He will score more.
Will Griggs on higher. More than he's on fire.
Well.
We've got Mitro's on fire on Wednesday, haven't we?
Well, that should be good. Yeah, let's move on to that then. So,
is that a newspaper?
Newcastle are in town next Wednesday, so that's the second game this evening to have a look at. Newcastle preview. Simon Hooper is going to be in charge. He's done 16 games, 69 yellows, 1 red. He reffed us at home to Brighton when we was unlucky to lose 1-0. I thought we were in that. He should have been a draw that game. And it ultimately cost Colwell his job. And he refereed Newcastle on the first day of the season away at Fulham when they lost 1-0 down there. Previous, we've played 17 times, we've won 7, we've lost 7, and we've drawn 3. This season, they've won 13, they've drawn 1, and they've lost 5. They've 37 goals scored with just 16 against. Gales on 13. I said he wouldn't hit double figures this season. Shows you exactly what I know.
And they've had the red cards rescinded, haven't they?
That's another downer.
Did
anybody see the game?
I watched the second half, so I missed everything.
Henry Lanthre is an absolute disgrace. He is an absolute disgrace. He should be suspended for that, what he did.
Should be.
He was an absolute disgrace, that fella. But it's the same here, isn't it, when it comes down here with Forrest falling all over the place, screaming out. Right, go on, Gareth, give us your thoughts on Newcastle.
Well, we're top of the league, having scored 37.
We're next to bottom, having scored 16. We've not scored at home since September.
It's not so far, Bill.
It's not so good, is it?
We've got the bathroom here.
But, as Rob said before, I picked up on what Rob said before, I also have seen some improvement since George took charge, and hopefully move things together in the right direction. We can talk, yeah, let's hope we can get something from the game. I'm not saying anything more than that.
Can we go this way, right? No. Can I go next?
Yeah.
Because I like to chat. I've not seen any improvements at all. All I've seen is I think we're going backwards from Caldwell. I really do. We're conceding goals, we're not scoring. The second half, I think, was forced upon him on Saturday. I think he changed on because he had to do. He had to chase the game. We were at home. He ends up throwing Woolery on, who looked like a raw kid, didn't he? Running to players two or three times.
Well, he does say that in that match report. If you'd left it running, he does say that. What? No, he's cut the bit that he wanted, we discussed earlier. Towards the end of that same report, he does talk about the fact that it became, we threw too many forwards on and lost the midfield, and it just lost all its shape in the last, 10 minutes. So, he's aware of his problems. It's just...
I hope he is, but if we line up again like we did at Barnsley and Huddersfield, I think we'll get a proper tatering, because we should have lost at both Barnsley and Huddersfield. And what sort of state would we be in now if that had happened?
Yeah, well, the 3 points covers up a lot of sins, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Papers over cracks.
Yeah. I hope I'm totally wrong, but
over
I think
chasms
we've dropped one almighty bollock, I think, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, well,
Caldwell's passed his pro licence as well. He's one of the youngest managers ever to do that, youngest coaches ever to do that.
You know, he was on drinking Sterling last night, you see that video?
Absolutely, would you not be?
I mean, have a look. He put together a side from nothing last season. We were still close enough to the leaders. Slow to get going this season. We're just not going to race to the top of the league, are we? We're going to climb. You know, if you carried on going and carried on improving, you'll climb to a safe mid-table safety easily.
Anyway, so I think Newcastle are going to do us 3-0.
Well, Joyce is still trying to find his best 11. That's pretty obvious, and I think this game could be a victim of more experimentation. I'd like to say that we've had some good results against Newcastle in the past, but that means nothing now, does it really? I hope we can get a draw. I hope that Will Grigg plays. Hope it's 0-0. As best I can hope for. Sorry.
Paul?
Well, I mean, it all depends which way it goes, doesn't it? If you don't win, you've got 3 points that you robbed. 1 point that you potentially could have lost, and that's it off 5 games. I'd be interested to see what he says at the end, as much as anything else, because if we don't pick any points up from these 2 games, you're then very much in Malky Mackay territory, where he's consistently said, yeah, let's just get to the window, loss, and just by the time we got to the window, it was gone.
Mick,
don't forget, we could be going into this game on the back of a convincing 3-0 away win.
Well said, Mick.
We're going to fox them. Right. So we're now talking about another game based on our last performance, but it won't be our more recent performance when we're playing them, will it? We'll be going in after a win. So we'll be, at all,
your logic was sound until that last.
we're going into a home game with 3 points under our belt. So it's going to be different. I like to think that he's got the sense to change things when they're needed, and this weekend is the first time to change them, which then throws all the opposition's fans up in arms. I think we're going to do one. I do.
Last goal September.
Yeah. So. Okay. I've just said it's a time for changing. It's going to change this weekend.
We're not careful. We'll have 3 months at home without seeing a goal.
Rob?
Oh, ye of little faith.
Good start, isn't there? Look at the results. 2-2 Forest till, 4 minutes from time to get the winner against 9 men.
So it shows you the resilient. Yeah, good serve. I think this will be a good test for us. Can't see us getting anything again into this one. I think we're going to lose narrowly again. I think I can only predict a Newcastle win. Probably I'll go for a 2-1 in this as well.
I think it could be one of our best performances ever. And we're nicking it last minute, 2-1 live on Sky. Just like throw the whole country off.
Oh yeah, I forgot this was on TV.
It's the 10-10, isn't it?
10-10.
Just we'll do them 2-1, I think.
We're just a 1-10, aren't we?
Mm. I'm not just saying that to come mix the friend again.
What? Craig Davis, last minute winner, 2-1 Wigan.
He wasn't even on the bench on Saturday, were he?
No. Saving him. Yeah, 2-1, last minute.
Yeah.
Davis.
No odds.
Yeah, the odds are that we might get beat or we might win. Maybe
could be a draw.
Could be. That's what the bookies are saying. Mm. It could be a win, lose or a draw for the Latics. They don't know. So the short answer is no.
There's one thing that we can be certain of. That North Stand's going to be full of joy, isn't it?
Yeah, they always make some good noise as well.
Yeah.
Why
ruin football matches.
Yeah.
Pitches.
If we're on telly but at home, do we do all right? I have this sense that when we're on telly and we're away, I don't like it.
We was on telly against Swansea City in 2013 and we were awful. Well, we weren't awful, we did awful, didn't we, because we lost that game. And
Gillingham.
Gillingham at home. Was that the last time we were on telly?
On TV then?
Yeah. 3-2.
Yeah, we came back from 2-0, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Game of the season.
Yeah. Hey, that was a turning point.
West Ham at home, we were on telly.
Yeah.
Arsenal at home, we were on telly.
West Ham at home as well. I watched that back the other day, just for something good to watch. Caldwell defending masterclass in that game.
Yeah, and also right wing masterclass when he sprinted up the wing.
Didn't get part of it, he got past it into and kicked it into that player.
Gareth, you were going to say something, or was you whistling?
One of our most memorable games was the Newcastle game when we did four goals in the first half.
Well, best
45 minutes ever by a mile.
Frank ought to pick your spot up.
Yeah.
That was superb, wasn't it?
We were on the floor with them, weren't we?
What a performance.
They were chasing Champions League football.
Yeah, they'd not conceded a goal in 450 minutes.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, 4-0. 45 minutes.
That's when we were the best team in Europe.
Oh yeah.
Without sending it out. Where did it all go wrong?
9 cents of half.
When that season finished, that was it. Yeah. That summer break.
Owen. It was Coyle.
No, it was after that. It was before then.
It was all that money we wasted.
The war.
Not even wasted, all the money we spent and never, we never used the assets we got off it. Really, did we?
We built a statue.
Riera never got a game. Delora hardly got a chance. Forshaw never got a consistent run.
But that was the season after.
Yeah. But that season, the season after went down, we did all right.
It's winning that FA Cup then, isn't it? That's the other day.
Yeah, it was Ivan Ramis and Antonin Altras.
FA Cup semi final 2014.
We used 9 centre halves in that season.
So as previously mentioned. Our game against Newcastle, which we've just previewed, is part of the Sky Football 10 in 10, 10 games in 10 days, and we are a 1 in 10, so that's a nice link, mate, to UB40.
What, you giving me my cards already?
You are, absolutely, after tonight's performance.
Oh, thanks.
You and Yannick will shut.
Thanks a lot.
Anyway, on that note, Mick, it's a good night from me.
That's good night. Good night from him. Au revoir.
lifeless with an unliberated thing. I'm the beggar on the corner who no one's paradigm. I'm the job that never learns to breathe, cause no one's really time. Yeah.